I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Across Missouri. And election officials encourage Missourians to vote before Election Day. Fox News' Chris Frenier is joining us live in St. Anne. Chris, that election is just 2 weeks from today.
Yes, it is. Fox 2 covering the fact that you can start no-excuse absentee voting today. And in fact, I did notice up on the Fox 2 website, they had a list of, maybe one of the better lists I've seen of the locations right. Locally, St. Louis County, Jefferson County, St. Charles County.
And the city.
And the city where you can actually go vote early, because people may be wondering about that.
Yeah.
One person who knows all that is Jay Ashcroft, our Secretary of State. Jay, welcome back to the show, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, pretty exciting. I mean, obviously, we're expecting some pretty high voter turnout in this general election. And here we've gotten things underway for everybody starting today, right?
Yes. And we're expecting turnout probably around 70%. And people can start voting today with the in-person early voting. One thing I need to remind everyone is you must have that government-issued photo ID. There are no provisional ballots as part of early voting. We've got to keep it secure.
Thank you. Thank you for the voter ID portion of that. You know, I joked the other day, I went to a bourbon festival downtown, and when I got the email about it, it said when you show up to get your tickets, you have to have a photo ID with you. And I'm thinking, you have to have a photo ID to do anything these days. And we got people that complain that you need a photo ID to vote. That amazes me.
Well, you know, the way they needed an ID to make sure you were 21.
Thank you. Thank you, kind sir. I appreciate that.
Are you still hearing any concerns from people just over this, the election being secure here in Missouri? I know you're talking about having the ID. What do you say, you know, to those concerns?
Well, we still do hear some of that. The number one thing I say to that is sign up to be a poll worker, sign up to be a poll watcher, a poll challenger. Come and see how our elections are done. Come behind the curtain, if you will. We want transparency because we trust the election results. And frankly, I have a little bit of a special thing that I can tell people. I was on the ballot in August, didn't do very well, and yet I trust the results because I know how things are run. So when we talk about how our elections are run, when we answer people's questions, when they see what's going on, that takes care of them. And suddenly they realize we do have credible elections in Missouri.
Yeah. I mean, I know that 2020 changed a lot of things in terms of the way we vote. But I mean, this is really something kind of new for a lot of people, right? To be able to go 2 weeks early and vote like this.
It is. I've always been a vote on election day guy. I prefer that. I think the gold standard is paper ballot in person on election day. Get those results by 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. But this was a compromise that had to be made to get photo ID, to outlaw drop boxes, to make the paper ballot the official ballot. So we've done it. And I do think it's good to move as many people as possible from voting absentee by mail to voting in person.
This has to be one of the longer ballots, right? Mark was saying St. Louis County has,
yes,
what, 43 issues that you're voting
yeah,
for, Mark?
43 different things you have to vote on in St. Louis County.
Extremely long ballot. It will take longer than normal voting just because it will take longer to read everything. Want to encourage everybody to get that sample ballot. You can use that as your own little cheat sheet or crib sheet. Get that sample ballot. Decide how you want to vote, and you can mark it on that sample ballot and take that with you to your polling place.
You know, I'd always encourage people to go to your website, sos.mo.gov, because, you know, I did the research. I put out a voter guide. It's out there for people on our website. And your website gave me the resources I needed to do it, because I could go there for myself and read through each one of the full ballot language. I mean, not just the ballot language, but the full amendment. which most people are never going to do. Some of these things are long. Others are two pages. I mean, but unless you read it for yourself, you're not really going to fully understand what you're voting on here.
I appreciate you doing that. It's great to talk about reading the actual language, and it takes time. It's legalese. Not everyone's an attorney. Most of us don't want to be attorneys, but it helps to read it, to digest it, and be informed voters. I trust the people of the state that when they have the facts, they make great decisions.
Yeah, if we can just get them to kind of tune in here, pay attention, seems to be the key. And on these propositions, I mean, you've got six amendments and that statewide proposition on top of that, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. I mean, you know, we've got the minimum wage proposition and then everything from multiple things about gambling to how are we paying for sheriff's retirements to whether or not we want to enshrine abortion. People need to read it.
Yeah, five amendments, one proposition. And then in St. Louis County, you've got three more to vote on. In St. Charles County, there's some on there. It's a long ballot. Take your time. And Jay, I'm sure we'll be having you on. Are you expecting Missouri results on Election Day?
Oh, yes. I would be extremely shocked if we didn't have that. We've had election results by probably 10 o'clock a night for the last almost 8 years now. We expect to do that. Unless there's a race where there's a one or two vote difference, then, of course, when they're really close, we've got to go back and check everything.
Yeah, you need to call up that Brad Raffensperger guy down in Georgia and tell him to get results that day.
I'm sorry. I apologize to the country for that.
Jay Ashcroft, always great having you on, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. Yeah, Georgia's like, it could be 4 days later till we have results. Are you kidding me? You're a swing state. That's not what we need.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.